All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ralph Rushton, the CEO of Aftermath Silver. And Ralph, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve. How are you?
Good. A couple of things to talk about with you. First off, you've announced that you are now trading on the OTCQX. You had been on the QB, so you're uplisting to the QX. It's a big milestone for the company.
Yeah, we've moved to the top tier of the OTC in the US. I mean, it's not a stock exchange as such. It's more of a network of broker dealers that trade stocks. Stepping up to the top tier means that investors can have a little bit more sort of confidence in a disclosure, technical disclosure, financial disclosure, corporate governance. We already trade very well down in the States. We're trading maybe 500,000 shares a day on the market down there. So this just exposes, we think, to a broader cross section of investors in the US.
Yeah. Does it institutions look more favorably at a OTCQX company as well in the US?
Yeah, I think so. There's a number of extremely large companies, multinational companies trading on the QX. The next step for us would perhaps be to think about a bigger board listing, an actual stock exchange listing down there. But that's sort of getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay. I want to ask you also about the elections in Peru. Obviously, your projects are impacted by what goes on politically there as well. So tell me about what's going on with the elections.
Well, it's still under dispute. Keiko Fujimori is claiming there are irregularities. You know, whichever candidate ultimately ends up president has a very razor thin mandate. But it looks like Castillo will be the next president. His mandate is broadly from the rural areas, whereas Fujimori would be much more from the urban electorate. So, you know, Castillo represents people that are in the villages and towns around where a lot of the mining communities are.
Okay. And lastly, I just wanted to just get a quick update on the projects themselves. And specifically, last time you and I talked, you mentioned that the permitting was ongoing. Where are you at with that?
Well, we're back on the ground. The COVID restrictions in Chile are easing slightly. We're back on the ground at the Chalcoyo project now. The guys are on the ground there cutting historic core and submitting samples for assay. So we're pleased to be back there. And in Peru at the moment, we've applied for exemptions to some of the permitting, which the government is issuing under COVID. They put out a decree saying that permits can be extended because they understand companies couldn't get their work programs finished. So we're applying for extensions to the existing permits under those decrees, and we're optimistic about that. And then in Chile, we're also setting up the drill permits for the Chalcoyo project. Both projects, it's taken a little while to design the drill programs because we have to, we've had to wait for input from engineers, metallurgists on exactly sort of how much material and what they need to drill as well. But it's moving forward, and we're optimistic that we'll start to see permits granted very shortly.
Yeah, and then you're hoping to drill sometime in the next couple of months?
Yeah, that's the plan, assuming the permits fall into place the way we anticipate, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Ralph, great update. Thank you so much. I sure appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right, there's Ralph Rushton, the CEO of Aftermath Silver.